far as sports in this particular segment, the sad story I caught yesterday was Jim Kelly, his cancer returning back. It's not just cancer, man. It's oral cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where they have to take off your part of your jaw usually. And
Let's see here. Kelly went in for a follow-up appointment earlier in the month and found out that the cancer had returned. His wife, Jill, posted on their blogs, aggressive and starting to spread, in describing the disease. He's got another surgery tentatively scheduled for tomorrow. And, of course, we know Jim Kelly played for the Bills, 86 to 96, four straight Super Bowls, which they all lost.
Yeah.
And has got just, what, about every one of the team's passing records.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a good player, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer in 2002. That sucks. Of all the things to be stricken with, which one of the film? Was it Gene Siskel or Ebert? It was Siskel, right? That had the jaw cancer and tongue cancer and all that stuff.
No, that was Roger Ebert.
It was Roger. Siskel died
first. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ebert was the one who had part of his jaw removed.
Oh,
yeah.
And he had. Oh gosh. So that's just a sad story. Let me ask you this, though. I saw yesterday, or I read yesterday, that the NFL has said no more dunking the ball on the goalpost.
Yeah. But
we just had this conversation yesterday of Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, calling the NFL a bunch of wusses. And basically saying you're gonna implode.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, he's saying you're wussifying the sport. You're just going too far, and you're gonna implode. And hear this story coming in. Well, you can't dunk the ball out. Why?
It causes damage to the goalpost.
So
No. I think what they're doing is the owners have decided they don't want to risk their high-priced players getting injured doing something like that.
Can we just put them in bubble wrap now?
They waited until Tony Gonzalez retired. Tony Gonzalez, tight end for Atlanta and Kansas City, was famous for doing that and basically, I think, started that.
This is just ridiculous. There are other things. You know, you can't do some kind of celebratory dance after you make a TD.
If you were the owner of an NFL team and you were investing millions of dollars in a star wide receiver or tight end, and you saw him crumple to the ground after blowing out his knee while dunking over the goalpost after a touchdown, you would be a bit miffed, I would imagine.
They did the same thing. Who was it that they went up, you know, where they jump up and they bump hips?
Right.
Guy came down and blew out his ankle or something like after that. All right, here's what you do.
That's got to annoy the ownership to no end.
Here's what you do. You put in their contract. Here's what you're not supposed to do. I don't want you doing this. I don't want you doing this. If you do it and you get hurt, you're done.
Well, they have stuff in that in contract, so they can't skydive and they can't ski and they can't ride motorcycles and can't do a lot of that stuff.
It really is getting Cuban is getting to the point where right.
That's
getting
not
to
what
the point.
Cuban said.
No, listen. He's saying that football is going to become irrelevant. And we, the fans, are going to stop watching. That's what he's saying. Crap like this is right. If NFL keeps going, you can't dunk, you can't hit the quarterback, you can't do any celebration after you make your really? Hey, you know what? They're going to tell the receivers, you can't jump for the ball anymore. You can't go for that one-armed, one-hand snatch-and-grab catch because you could break a nail.
Well, there's a difference between what happens on the field of play during game action than there is with somebody trying to show off and do, you know, some celebrating after the fact.
Intense wussification. That's exactly what it is. All right, the other big story, which probably nobody cares about, Florida and Florida State faced off on the baseball field yesterday.
Oh, I hear there was some brouhaha down there in that game.
A little bit of a brouhaha. Yeah. Let's see. FSU's DJ Stewart ran into a Florida pitcher. He was trying to field Stewart's slow roller up the first baseline. They bumped, and that was all it took. Benches cleared. There was they had to have the cops come onto the field to separate the players. And this is why it caught my attention. You know who one of the players was?
Well, it's the Heisman Trophy winner, Jameis Winston.
Yeah, he's
a good baseball player, too.
He's a double dipper, playing for Heisman Trophy player, now playing baseball, too. I don't particularly care for him because I don't think he should have won the trophy. he's Florida State. B, criminal record. and other issues. But you have to give him credit if he's got the skills to play both both sports. Way to go! All right, anything else in sports?
Just that tragedy at the Naval Academy where the young player died after a practice.
Oh,
young
yeah.
football player, 19 years old, collapsed and died after going into a coma. Now, he had been hospitalized in 2012 with a brain injury but was cleared to play. And now,
okay.
this happens.
Now, this is going to be another issue of what is safe, what is not safe, and...
Certainly gives parents more ammunition when they say, you know, but obviously this guy had a medical condition, but he was cleared to play by a doctor. So now I would imagine the lawyers are lining up.
Don't you think that the parents may have wanted to get, like, a second opinion on that?
And maybe they did. I don't know.
They may have. We don't know whether they did or they didn't, but, God, that's a horrible situation.
Yeah,
so he just, what were the circumstances? He collapsed on the field?
During a practice on Saturday morning, flown to a hospital where he went into a coma, and he died yesterday.
You know, there have been a couple players in Florida that collapsed of heat exhaustion during practices and so forth and have died. And that is very unfortunate. And again, one of the contributing factors I think they found in at least the one case that I'm thinking of is the player had a heart condition and didn't tell anybody.
Knew about it but didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, he knew about it. He was having issues like flutters and so forth while he was playing, getting dizzy spells, being short of breath but didn't say anything. And he was out there working really hard during a practice in the Florida sun, overheated, died. Very, very unfortunate. Yeah, the sports this morning was kind of a bummer, wasn't it?
Yeah,
kind of. All right, let's see what we can do to make things better. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we coming back.
All right, folks. Hey, do you have much crime here? Of course you do, right, San Francisco? Must be a lot of muggers and stuff. I worry because I walk home every night, you know, and somebody's going to come in, hey, buddy, I have everything, you know? It doesn't bother me because I have figured out something. Muggers do not like to rob you if they think you're crazy. Because they're afraid they'll start having to explain, you know, take up too much time, and they'll be standing there going, okay, one more time. Take the money out, give it to me, I'll run off, and then you won't have the money, then you yell for help, okay? Yeah, no.
What?
So all you have to do is look crazy, you know? So whenever I have, like, $10 and I want to walk down the street with it, first, I wet my pants. So I get a big stain. Then I take a baby carriage and push it down the street and put garbage in it. You know? Now, if you don't want to get that involved, much simpler thing, the moment you are aware you're being robbed, throw up on your money.
Okay. We'll pass. We'll get you next time, though, buddy. Thanks for coming by.
I got a lot of neat things like that, like solutions to the population problem. That's simple. Death penalty for parking violation.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.